Hey, what's up, y'all? We back again, the SMD Podcast. It's your man, Sean.
It's Marvelous.
Your boy, Ted.
Yeah, we here again, man. Hope y'all had a nice time and everything. Hope y'all staying cool out here in this nice, you know, warm weather that we had.
Hope y'all had a good 4th of July.
Yeah. Hope y'all definitely had a good 4th of July. How was y'all 4th of July? Did y'all do anything? Marv, I know you worked, right?
Yeah, I was working, man. I could have requested off, but...
That double overtime.
Yeah, I was getting to the money, getting to the bag.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah. You was off, now.
Yeah, I was off. It was good, though.
Hey, good. Jealous like a
motherfucker. I chilled.
Yeah, I was off, man. I ain't do too much, man. I was supposed to go hang out with my cousin, but I took it down, man. And I woke up.
Hold on, which cousin?
Huh?
Which cousin? Yeah.
Oh, my older cousin?
Okay. Let him know, because Marvin's cousin too, so we just...
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, my other cousin, my older cousin, yeah, I was supposed to hang out with her.
You gotta
be
specific.
Oh, okay. I'll be specific now. Like,
I think they know that by now, right? You mentioned that earlier.
What?
It was related.
I think I mentioned it in the episode.
Yeah, it's one of them episodes. Go back and check it.
Yeah, I mentioned it in the episode. But
I'll actually listen. My bad to cut you off, Sean.
What?
I actually listened to joints yesterday, the podcast joint there. I like the levels, the number joint. I like that joint.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like the joint where you talking about females and shit. See, Sean had the names for them joints. I don't know the names or
the back. Was about.
But I like how he labeled them joints. He has some good labels from joints.
Well, I named the episodes by how somebody say something. So when he said like Don had said on the joint, like she was breathing like so I labeled that as an episode. She was breathing like or you said something. You ain't got no job. I think you said boss. Mm-hmm. Boss name. What boss stand for? Be on some shit. Yeah. Boss BOS has to be on some shit. So like, I just how I label the episode. So you name it.
Yeah.
Somebody say something that's funny as shit. Yeah.
Check them out though, man. The numbers, part 1 and 2 is hot. I like them joints. Them joints last night before I went to bed. And damn, I don't know the name of the title. But that joint hot too. Once I figure the title, I'll put it on the next podcast, let y'all know which joint to hit. Which joints I like, that's my favorite, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean, continue.
We almost at 10, man. We getting up there. We almost at 10 episodes, so I think we should do something special for a 10th episode, man. You know.
What's this number 9 right here?
I think this is like 7.
Man, it's 9 already?
You sure it's 7?
I think it's 7. 7 or 8, man. I think it's 7 or 8.
Yeah, it gotta be like 8.
But we up there, so I think we do something special for you know, Sam. But yeah, man, like definitely I like that y'all checking this out, man. Especially
got some new things coming, new things in the work, man.
We
gonna put out there. We hope y'all like.
Yeah, we gonna,
you know,
put
what
some.
You gonna be able to see what we look like, what show
video.
Instead of the audio, it's going to be video.
Yeah, it's going to be video. We're working on that.
We getting ready to take over, man.
Yeah.
Real street shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real life situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you had some visual, you know what I mean?
So. Visuals, you know what I mean? That's the name of this episode. Visuals, you know what I mean?
That's
the name,
street.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode, too.
You know what I mean? What you visuals, gonna say, we gonna say.
Visuals, you know what I mean? That's the name of the episode, so you listen to this. Visuals, you know what I mean?
Got an Instagram that's gonna come.
Yeah, we definitely gonna work on all social media platforms.
YouTube.
Yeah, we got YouTube that's gonna be out here.
We're gonna try to put together a website.
We gotta do a Facebook drum, but you know, with this shit comes a lot of work, man, so... Gonna take a little bit of time for that.
We definitely need y'all to, like, you know, I mean, just look out for us, man.
Yeah, but it's gonna be out there. But
the best coming out of Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough about us, man. We gonna,
SMD, man. We in the making.
Yeah. We gonna get into a topic that we feel like y'all want to talk about. So we gonna start with my boy Sean, then we gonna break it up from there.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So I was talking to the fellas earlier today, and we gonna talk about cultural appropriation, man. And how do you feel about that, like? In a sense, it's like, I feel like there are some people who, you know, you you're accustomed to what you know you live around and what you experience. So when people say you act a certain way or live a certain way, I don't know how you act a certain way. And not everybody who's black or white or Asian or Indian, you know, not all the experiences are the same. So how can you say you're actually acting your color? Mm-hmm. Or, you get what I'm saying, the quote-unquote race you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been told I'm not black enough. And, you know, the
quote... Well, why were you told that?
You know, because, you know, it's always paint how society paints how a black person should act, or quote-unquote, you should act if you're from, you know, the hood. So it's kind of like it's funny, man. And I think for me, it's just like I grew up around predominantly around black people, but just like I was always open-minded. I always wanted to learn about other cultures when I was growing up. I never wanted to just stay around and be around the little group of associates that I had growing up, or whatever.
You want to step out and see new shit.
Yeah, I wanted to always, you know, experience other cultures and everything. So it was just like...
I want to go to Japan. Like, I want to
That's me, man.
One destination in my life before I die.
You wanted to plan a trip together and go, man.
I just want to go to Japan, see how that shit is. I like their culture, man.
What's up with Japan? It interests you right there.
Yeah, like the culture, the way it is. Like, it's a whole different experience. Yeah, like, the way the food is different.
They respect people
differently. Like, everything's just different, man. I want to see how that shit is. Like, that's like you go to Italy. You want to fuck over in Italy. It's different.
You know, I've been over there.
People over in America. So you just want to see how that shit is. Like, you know how motherfuckers be like, yo, I want to go to Miami. That shit's right here, dog. You know, when you go to Miami, you're not experiencing nothing.
You got to go outside, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You want to go somewhere where, like, you experience a whole different culture.
Yeah.
And how that shit is. Like, then you can bring that shit back to where you from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you go to Miami, what the fuck you bring back from Miami? Coke bills, drug bills, shit like that, nigga? You got that shit here.
And the crazy thing is, there's a lot of people that never been outside of their
home
area. Yeah. That's sad, man.
And there's people who actually never been out of, like, you know,
been out of Philly,
yeah, we live in Philly, so it's like, people who haven't lived out of Philly or... been or seen anything outside of the tri-state area. I won't ever say Philly. The tri-state area. All you have is the fucking Camden and KOP.
Right.
And that's it. Like, but, you know, when I went over to Europe, man, that was the experience that I cherished, man. Like, just seeing how people treated me.
A whole different experience. Like, how they treat
you? A whole different experience, man. Is that it wasn't based on racism. It wasn't based on that, man. I didn't. Being a black person, a black male, I won't say a black male, person of color that's a man.
It's just different for us.
Yeah, it's different, and it's things we have to take into account that I feel is way too much.
We have to look out for.
Yeah, we have
to. You gotta be more perceptive.
It's so crazy how we have to perceive things. Coming into certain social situations, like I shouldn't have to be able to perceive things coming into, like I shouldn't have to think, my mind shouldn't have to be racing at a certain point if I come into certain social situations. I feel and going into Europe, it wasn't like that. I didn't feel that. I didn't feel like on eggshells. Like, oh man, are you gonna do this or that? I didn't feel like I was on edge.
How did they make you feel welcome?
How did they make me feel welcome? Yeah. They were very friendly. It's way different than America. I can actually say that. You know, in America, just Philly, period. But like, you know, in Philly, you may ask somebody for something, and it's like a kind of apprehensiveness and a kind of like, oh no, fuck out of here. Like, over there is like. You ask them that, they look like, okay, I don't know what they're up to, but it's like, no, they actually generally are trying to help you, and they want to see everything go good. So it was like, I didn't feel like, oh, okay, like, damn, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had to ask people for certain stuff. I had to, you know, translate.
Like, what was your what was your best experience over there?
My best experience over there? In Pisa.
Like, tell us about it.
Well, in Pisa, I met this guy named Marco. He was a driver. And he was very nice. He was just like, oh, you guys are from Philly. And I was like, oh, okay, you know about Philly. He was like, yeah, Allen Iverson. Yeah, you know Allen Iverson.
Most people
know. Yeah, and Kobe Bryant. And I was like, oh, you watch basketball and stuff like that. Yeah, 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 I watch all that.
Philadelphia, and stuff like that. So,
and he was just, like, he generally wanted to know things about, like, people. And then it's like, he didn't see it as, and we're black. He just saw it as, I'm American. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, okay, like, this is a black person, and oh, I gotta watch them, and they don't know about this shit. You know, everything in Europe is based on money. It's all based on money.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how different places got different mentalities.
But they generally was, you know, it was nice, man. And Marco was a cool dude, man. I gave him a tip and everything, and he showed us around, and you know, I thought he was gonna try to certain areas. I thought these niggas might try to flake us, because, you know, we don't know what's going on around here and shit like that. But he was saying, yeah, man, I want to come visit America and stuff like that. I was like, why? Why you want to come visit America? And he named all the sites he wanted to see.
See, they want to visit because they don't see how we see it.
Yeah.
They see it like, just how we look at, like, when we go over there, oh, this shit is new, this shit can be awesome.
Yeah.
They look at America the same way. They probably tired of Italy, like, yo, I'm tired of this shit, and I want to go over there.
Yeah, they got like, I want to see a Sears Tower. And he said, what, the building, the building where Spider-Man. I said, the Daily Bugle? No, the other building. The other building, you know, the tall building in New York.
Yeah.
I said, oh, the Empire State Building? Yes. And then he said, I don't want to try to hurt feelings. I want to see your memorial. I said, the World Trade Center? He said, yeah. I don't mean to hurt you. I was like, no, I don't hurt my feelings. But it's like, they got a level of respect over here, like, you know.
Respect over
here. Yeah, it's respectable and stuff like that.
I need respect over here.
And it's like, they have, you know how, like, people will be rude and stuff like that. They kind of frown upon that. Like, in Italy, I see that.
Yeah.
Like, you try to, like, snap on people and shit like that. They kind of look at you a certain type of way. Like, why are you getting loud?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason. We can settle this. There's no reason for you to get
that. Yeah, you got to remember, they got to let police my murders over there. They don't carry guns over there.
Yeah, so it was like...
They only carry knives, nigga. They carry batons and shit.
Yeah, so...
Like, that's why when the newspaper shit happened, they bombed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and a weapon. They got to get special permission to come out with guns.
Yeah.
Look that shit up.
Yeah. So it was dope, man. I actually want to live over there, man. I think
everybody should at least experience on the outside, not just the inner place where they at, but to experience the outside world and travel, you know. Traveling is very important.
Yeah, we got to plan some shit for next year or something.
Right.
Yeah. But we got to have a whole
so hopefully in the future we can do the podcast, you know what I mean?
We'll
or
like
another planet.
I don't even want to go to Jamaica.
That's what I said.
Planet, you want
to
go
there. Nigga, we be dead.
I think space travel is coming, though. I think space travel will be.
Hey, motherfuckers will really be going up there.
We'll be dead, man.
Probably,
we'll be dead. Which I hope soon. I hope that shit ain't too far away.
But one thing I want to talk about is, I want to talk about, like, what type of money does someone deserve with what type of work they're doing? You know, because it's a lot of scammers out here these days, man. We talking about, like, I try to advise.
Speaking of scams.
The type of work that you're doing always have the type of amount of money that you should get.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You can't.
No, I don't agree with that. I can't agree with that.
Because the type of work I do, I get paid way more than what I think.
So you basically saying, like, you get paid
way more than what you think you deserve?
Yeah, to do the type of work I do, yeah. Yeah.
That's a goal for you, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but they do have some people, like,
thanks to the unions, the 1999 said.
Some niggas that, man, they trying to fight the union now.
Yeah, but hey, thanks to the union. Big up to them.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. For my job.
What's good? What's up?
They probably pay. They'll pay me more than I told get paid. But I think like some of the workers and shit there, they get paid more than what they deserve.
I would say like this.
It's crazy because my point to catch you up.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it's crazy because when I look at it, like, these motherfuckers make like $17-$18 an hour complaining.
Yeah.
I know motherfuckers making less, way less.
Less.
And them motherfuckers don't complain at all. Like they know, go to
not complaining, and they striving to try to get more. Like,
yeah. And y'all niggas complain over this shit that we do. Yeah. This shit ain't.
I don't complain.
Half the day you chilling, my man. Yeah. I say out of 8 hours, you chilling for like 2 or 3. Yeah. 2 or 3 of the motherfucking hours, you chilling.
Yeah.
But yeah, you complain. Every time something single shit happen, you complaining. Like, come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Come on, man. Like,
and it's like the same way in my job, man. Like, I literally only. Think you gonna pass gas?
I had to, man.
I literally work 4 hours a day. I work 8 hours. I literally work 4 hours a day, man. And it's crazy, man. And, It's one of those funny things, man. But I was going to continue real quick. But like me, I get paid a little more an hour. But like some people who be working in offices, I didn't know. I make more than them.
Yes, you do.
And I didn't realize that. Like,
I thought to cut you off, Sean.
Yeah, no, I'll finish.
Motherfuckers think titles like
it just because go off on me.
Motherfuckers think titles mean something. That shit don't mean nothing, because a motherfucker with low title can make more money than you. You just don't know that shit. Like, he'd be a fucking doctor and some shit. Like, I know doctor, that's wrong with John.
Yeah.
But for real, I'm going to put a doctor out there.
Okay.
I know doctors at the John. That make, like, they be like, yo, I don't make this much money, man. Like, I'm just chilling. Like, I don't make this money. I look at a motherfucker like, you a doctor, dog. When they break that shit down, they're like, yo, I got to pay this loan. I got to pay this shit back.
Yeah,
this shit right here.
Yeah,
like, I'm not making no money.
Yeah,
like,
gross.
I don't make.
Yeah,
and tell you straight from the real, I'm not really making no money. So I'm like 50 something.
Yeah,
when I hit 50 something, that's when I'm gonna make some money.
That's what Archie told me. Archie told me, like, after I pay off my loans and shit like that, she was like, okay, yeah, I'm probably gonna be making 3 figures a year, but she said I gotta put in work before I even get to the 3 figures.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta work some years before I get the 3 figures.
Yeah.
She said I'm gonna be grossing like probably over 60.
Yeah.
But still, like. Yo, after I get that time, I gotta pay off my student loans and all this other shit.
Yeah, like,
I ain't gonna really be settled. Like, I'm like, damn,
that's crazy. That shit is a scam, man. That shit is a way to keep you in poverty till you old, man.
The school shit is not a scam. The school shit is like basically,
this is
if you got bread already, you need to go to school.
Yeah,
yeah. It's for people who really got bread. If you don't got bread, you know, it's like, man, you kind of fucking yourself in the ass. For real, because you might as well just go to a trade school and get something that you can just get, you know, pay something off. You can pay off like in 2 years, but like you paying going to all these Ivy League schools and shit, paying, and you don't really got the money for that shit. Even if you is smart as shit, you don't really got the money for it. If you don't got a scholarship, man, fuck that shit.
Who paused it, Jim? Who paused it? I told you.
Yeah, talk about scamming though. we just came back from the situation. Man, we pull off a little bit of finesse, man.
Did we pull off finesse or did he pull off finesse?
We both finessed each other, okay. Let's say.
Okay.
But so we, you know, we go to Walmart. I had to get me some bed sheets, man. You know, the fella sent me to get some bed sheets, and all of a sudden we get stopped by this guy. He's like, my man, car is kind of, you know. You got some bumper problems. You like, I can fix that for you.
Right.
So
some aggressive shit.
Yeah. So my man said, "Oh, you can fix it for how much? How much do you say you can fix it for?" $120. And I said, "Yeah, what you gonna do?" He said, "All right."
Yeah.
So.
I tell you, man, how people just try to get a little bread out of you or something, man.
Yeah.
Shit was crazy. But he definitely was on his mission, though. He accomplished it.
The man start, you know, fixing up the joint and stuff like that. We didn't actually have any cash on us. So,
Don. So, Mar gave him 50.
Oh, yeah, Mar gave him 50. But was it
worth 50? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I'm trying to get to. I don't think so.
I don't think it's worth 50 either.
Yeah. You know, but
because for fucking two screws, dog.
Nigga definitely got a surprise for his ass, if you know what I mean. I don't believe that was worth it, the type of job he did. I could have did that myself for like free. You know what I mean?
Free 99.
Yeah. Because I just go in the back, he pulled out two screws, put the screws in the joint. He put some fucking spray shit on. That's it.
Some shit you could have did yourself, man.
The Don was supposed to get a gift card with, what,
$150?
Oh, you're supposed to get $50 in the gift card.
My man
got the $25 gift card.
Got his ass.
Say, got him. And we made the get off in the
good
night.
Good luck
right?
With that, homie. Nigga thought he had 50. He got 25 coming for his ass.
No, he followed us for a second, though, right?
Yeah, yo, because we was getting out the parking lot. We was coming out the parking lot. And I was like, oh, there's that nigga right there. And I saw him by the Marlboro, the bang to the left. I was like, no, bang this right here. Bang this Rizzy. So I was like, damn, like, that's crazy. But all that, man. Don got called, man. That threw me off.
My bad, ladies and gentlemen. I had a phone call. I had to stop it for a second.
But we gonna segue. Yeah, but we was, we finessed the ball, give him $25. And,
So, the funny part is, He looked like he followed us for a second.
Yeah, he beat the horn.
My man was on a mission, man.
So
Sean thinking like this nigga good fucking getaway driver. This nigga was like, yo, bang, what is it, bang the right or bang the left? Right. He's like, bang the right, man. He behind us, bang the right. So Mark banged the right. I said, Sean, the nigga still behind us.
He was a little bit then. We banged the Liz out.
Yeah.
I said, go straight.
Yeah. So that nigga can't follow us out that far because he's looking for more customers and shit. So he like, all right, we skipped that shit. We paid $80 on that joint. He won $120 for fucking two screws.
Yeah.
Two screws in a fucking joint. Like, how you going to ask for $120
two
for screws, two screws?
Two screws and a little bit of pressure.
And that shit took like, what, 5 minutes?
As long as the 5 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah,
that's why I advise everybody that, you know, if you're not good at something, at least learn a little bit about something so that way you'll be able to do it yourself. Because
that was a do-it-yourself job.
Yeah, because we could have did that for free, man. Because it wasn't that hard. But if you don't know anything about anything, somebody can just tell you anything. You'd be like, okay, well, all right, I'll just go with that.
But, you know, I mean, is it
$500? But isn't that... could have been done for $25.
But man. Isn't that... Is that the hustler's mentality?
Yeah.
It's a hustler's mentality. Like,
I can award it to a well.
Okay, we could beat him to the punch on that, so.
But he knew. That's why he came out with a high number from the gate.
Right.
He knew. He seen that shit. He like, I can get $20 from these motherfuckers. So he's like, all right, I put fuck. He looked at that shit. He already knew. I put two screws in the bitch. And I'm out. Like, I'm acting like I'm cleaning this shit all the way up. Make sure this shit look clean or whatever. And then I'm out. Mm. And he like, alright. That's all he kept saying. Like, oh, this part gonna go up on the joint. This part right here. This right here. Can't do the hustle game. Go over that. At that time, I'm thinking in my head, like, you not getting this whole money. You ain't getting this whole fucking 10 minutes of work, nigga? Come on, man. So I took my ass into the fucking Walmart. I passed the nigga. This is what you do. Pass the nigga the car. Right? But he thought the money was all in crust. I said, man, don't worry about it, man. I got a tip for you, too. Gave him a little fizz eye. You know what I'm saying? That way he thinking, hell, oh, I got all this bread on the car or whatever. We got in the car. Well, I say, Sean, get the fuck out of here. Drive off.
Like 50. Off. He said, like 50. Drive off, nigga. Drive off.
Yeah, pull off. Pull off.
Yeah.
Pulled out that joint. And it is what it was, man.
It is what it
he
is.
He got us, we got him, it's the same. He even
that shit. He got 25.
Yeah. Get out of here, nigga. You already knew, like, he knew.
That type of job wasn't worth it, man.
Yeah.
And then another thing, man. Let's talk about these hustlers, man. I'm tired of these niggas out here saying, I'll do this and that. You talk about all your street cred, man. That's not impressing me, man. It's not impressing me. And I'm saying this. I know a couple of people who sell, man. And it's cool. You gotta do your hustle, man. You can't get a regular job that's not for you. fuck, you've been locked up a couple times, okay. But the whole point of hustling, I thought, if you selling drugs, the people on that corner, was to, okay, get your bread up, move up, take that money,
escape.
And get escape and then build a business for yourself. So you're the person you're working for.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you straight up, the bull of South Philly crabs over there, he's a street hustler.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know he did, he put that money into the crab business.
Yeah.
Ain't got a business, y'all love that shit.
Yeah.
That's how motherfuckers can do, they can do like South Philly crab hustle over there. That's what he did. He said, alright, fuck it, I'm gonna put money in the business. Take this money for money, bitch. I'm gonna get out of this shit. Some motherfuckers just be in that shit. Cause you know the bitches be after them. They be like, alright, like, I'm gonna stay here for the bitches. And the bitches get you caught up. Cause he had kids by them motherfuckers. You know, like, I stick to this life cause I pay the kids and this and that third. Then thing, you know, you're in fucking jail. The bitch fuck with another nigga.
Right.
And you in fucking jail. Like, yo, like, the fuck going on here? You know what I'm saying? But that shit ain't the life, man. Be honest with you, dog. A steady paycheck is the life. Long you know that money coming in, I know a lot of motherfuckers don't want to get up and do the 9 to 5.
Yeah, of course.
Cause you feel like, but if you do 9 to 5 and you think about other plans while you do 9 to 5, you'll be cool. Like you think outside about, like, yo, I'm taking 9 to 5, I put some money to the side, and I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna have my own shit with that.
Yeah,
that's how you gotta take that 9 to 5. But thing is, motherfuckers don't never want to work for nobody. So you gotta think of shit like this. Like when I get that 9 to 5, I'm gonna need workers. Y'all get fucking working for that shit. These motherfuckers ain't in here. Like, I'm gonna do the same shit you did. Take this job and get this money. I'm out of this bitch.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? All right, shit roll, man. Unless you pay them niggas good. But listen, we all got good fucking paying job. At the same time, like, yo, like, I want to get the fuck out of this shit.
Yeah.
You see
what I'm saying? I make some nice money, man. But it's like,
you want to wake up on your own.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do shit that you want to do your own. Do shit your own time.
But it's like, and then it's like, also for me, man, it's like I have talent. And I'm not using my full potential. It's like I'm just coasting through life right now. And I should.
What's your full potential?
Like I could be using my voice. I could be singing. I could be doing stuff.
Then
like
you could be doing play. You could write a song for motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, doing a lot of shit, music and stuff like that. But you just be chilling, dog.
Yeah,
you come in here. You so used to your lifestyle, man.
That's what I said. I be coasting through life. I just be like. I know it, like I know, and I got people who are willing to help me, but I do, like I'm not using my talents and nothing like that, like
me, I know I want to be out and done, like I want to have my own business by 40. That's why I'm learning everything I need to learn from you motherfuckers that I'm working with now. That's why I be thinking about this shit, like I'm gonna get all the knowledge from these niggas, I'm gonna take that shit and I own my own business and see what the fuck they fuck up in. And I make that shit better than that shit, man.
Ain't nothing like working for yourself, man. Just being your own boss.
Yeah. Nope. Don't get me wrong. That shit come with fucking a lot of fucking damage, man. What?
The Rick Boss was.
That shit come with a lot of fucking damage, man.
Yeah,
but
no, yeah, it does.
Don't make that shit sound like it's glamorous, man. Because at the beginning, that shit ain't glamorous. You gotta get your shit out there first. Then once you get your shit out there, then you gotta meet the demand.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get your shit out there, you can't meet the motherfucking demand. You can't meet the demand. You lose the money on top of that, too.
Yeah.
Right. So you gotta make sure your shit is on point, man. Like, these motherfucking fake-ass designers and shit out there. Oh, yeah. You know, we got this small, medium, large shit. And then you get the shit from the NML and shit, and that shit don't even fit your big ass.
Yeah.
So you're like, yo, like, I'm taking this shit back. But you should have went to the store. Right. You know your size. And these for them big-ass bitches. Stop trying to get sizes y'all motherfuckers can't fit, man. Stop it. I'm saying to y'all motherfucking there, stop it.
Right.
I'm tired of seeing that shit, man. I really am. I'm tired of that shit, man. I come out with y'all fucking bellies all out and shit, man. Y'all ain't made for this shit, man. Stop it.
You hate this shit.
Oh, man.
You hate this
shit. I'm tired of this shit, man. Y'all come out with y'all fucking sandals and shit. Y'all feet is fucked up, jacked up and shit, man. With the corns and the fucking ash and toes and shit. I'm tired of seeing that shit, man. Ain't you tired of seeing that shit too much? Fit what you can fit.
Why you gotta say it so aggressively, though?
My bad, dog. I'm tired of seeing it, man. Tired.
What? But that was so aggressive, like. Oh, he's tired of seeing that shit, man. But, yeah, man.
That boy, you didn't go anywhere, man. You talking about these females, man, with the, the whole being in your feelings, man. Like what makes a chick, like, have a nigga that's, like, where you break down, man? That's the type of stuff I be on, like.
You got chicks breaking you down?
No, I mean, like, I'm saying it in a way where it's, like, sometimes you just be in your feelings, you know what I mean, with these chicks, and...
The guy be in their feelings or the girls be in their feelings?
The guys be in their feelings, man, because it's like the guy already have his mind made up. You know, you trying to get the chick, you trying to sleep with her or whatever. Like, but at the same time, the girls also got an agenda too. Like, if she gonna give it up or she not gonna give it up.
Girls usually know.
But at the end of the day, it's like a nigga will get caught up in his feelings, and the chick ain't even on that tip. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
I feel
them. Yeah, I get called in feelings in which way? Like,
a girl, sometimes a girl just want the booty call.
Oh, yeah, girls just want the dick, too, yeah.
Sometimes a girl just want the fucking dick, yeah. And want you to beat the fuck out.
Yeah.
Sometimes a nigga,
but
like,
they'll throw the nigga off.
Yeah.
So, you see what I'm saying? Nigga in the corner in his
phone. Don't get me wrong, though. When a nigga come in your crib and the bitch just want the booty call, a nigga feel tight when he be like, yo, damn, dog, like, you doing me. How you doing point verse for me? So that nigga catch feelings. So right. Like, chick can't catch feelings. That nigga catch feelings. Like,
oh, you know, yeah.
Like, oh, for real though? Like, I'm really just dick?
Yeah.
That's what I am, just dick. Like,
yeah.
A nigga don't want to just be dick. Well, some niggas don't want to just be dick.
But the crazy thing is, I
don't think it's that. I think that some dudes can't accept the fact that some girls.
No, women. Let's use women.
Oh, yeah.
Because we ain't pedophiles over here.
Oh, yeah. Some women just play the game the same way. Yeah. And they can't take that. They can't take for. Fact, you know, a woman plays that game the same way. Like, okay, well, this is what it is. You just want to fuck me and then leave. Okay, I'm on that same type of time. Right. I don't care. You know, when the girl is not hitting you up, damn dog, I done fucked her 5 times and she ain't hitting me up. And she let next week, yeah, you gonna fuck? Okay, well, dog, she only calling you up to fuck. Yeah.
Hmm.
Now it was like, yeah, that's why I'm only fucking this bitch. But she not hitting you up all the time. She hitting you up like every 2 weeks.
Facts. Like, that's why I told you. But your situation.
What situation with what?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's over. That's just, over and done with.
Listen, I know. Just fucking call. Now she not hitting you up. That shit how it is, man. Because you can't be the motherfucking, can't be motherfucking hostage in the situation, man.
I can't
you
always.
You gotta break out there.
I was starting the situation too much, man. I
that shit crazy.
But it's like, it is what it is, man.
But guess me, females want you to act old school, but they don't want you to be old school. They want you to open the doors and shit for them and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to do the old school shit themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, alright, go ahead, pay for this shit, and do this and shit in the third.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get you home, you ain't trying to give up that Skrilla. No, nigga, if you want to do this old school style, when we get the fuck home, right. You pull all them drawers.
Yeah, you making me a meal?
You doing something? Like, you gonna make me a meal? You gonna show me some type of shit? Like, you gonna iron my clothes? You gonna do some old school shit?
Yeah.
If I gotta go out here and do the old school shit, you gotta go out and do the old school shit with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah, that's, you right.
Like,
right.
No, nah, if that's the case, you going on a date, you pay your half, I pay my half. Don't fucking be like, oh, no.
But you know, some girls...
Well, you're not a gentleman if you're not going to pay my shit. No, what if I go on a date through 3 fucking times and I pay it all 3 fucking times and you ain't give me no fucking yams? You know how much that rack up, my nigga?
This is my question to you. So, I think whoever should pay on the date is whoever asks first. So, if I ask you I'm going to pay for the date because I'm asking you out. You get what I'm saying? So, but most women,
they always expect the nigga to pay.
They always expect the nigga to pay for it.
That don't sound right, man.
What do you think?
I think it should be like a 50-50 thing. You know, once in a while, you take a female out, you should say, hey, look, I got this one. You know what I'm saying? And the next time, you shouldn't have to ask her for that because, you know, you should take turns. Because when it becomes one-sided, now it becomes a problem. So then the nigga be like, damn, like, I ain't got the bread at this time, but at the same time, she always expected me to buy this. At the end of the day, you know what I mean, you end up going home by yourself and shit like that.
You know what niggas gotta start doing? They gotta say, gotta go on a date. This is what you do. The first day you pay for it.
Right.
Second day you go on a date, like, damn, baby, I left my joint at home.
So you just playing the game.
Listen. Can I say something? Hold on. Before you cut in, okay. Sir. Like, yo, I left my joint at home. You got this? You see what she said.
Right.
She said, like, oh, really? Like, oh, you really left your shit home? Like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't even want to go out. Mm-hmm. Man, we going to do it. Like, I don't know how we going to pay for this shit. That's when you know how where her touches lie. Because if she come with that shit right there, she ain't but spend willing to pay for nothing the whole fucking time. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if she pull out her money, oh, this 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Then you come back with this. Oh, babe, damn, I forgot I left my card in the car.
Right,
I got
that's
this
how
shit.
You hit him with it. Yeah,
I got
right.
This shit. I forgot I left that shit in the car. I got this shit. You come back, you pay for that shit. You see what I'm saying? Now, that's how you pull the move on.
All right, niggas, listen up, niggas.
If they don't, if they come out with the, oh, fuck this shit, man, I'm out of here. Oh, you a broke-ass nigga, this, that, and the third. You all right, fuck you then. You tell the waitress, I got my half. I don't know how she's going to pay for it, but I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Pay for your half, like, that's right. Bitch, you stay here. I'll get the fuck
out of here. I'm running into
work.
I won't say it's a problem, but I'm running into, I be feeling funny because it's like, if I ask a girl out, man, you know, I don't got a car, and she just expect me to have a car, and it's like, well,
they ain't even got shit.
How are we going out, and you don't have a car?
They expect a nigga to have everything, man. You got a house, you got a car, you got your own crib, all that shit be into the mix, and she ain't got nothing but a bus pass.
You know what's funny about that shit? How the fuck they, you know, give me a bitch, I'm sorry, ladies, call y'all bitches, but sometimes y'all are that.
Hey, man, look.
They expect you to have, they want to walk through that shit, but you already got this shit already done. Right. They just sponge off you. Nigga, why don't you, dog, that's not how a relationship supposed to go. That shit only 50-50.
But I think
like, I had a question come up.
I'm just saying, I want to ask you this. Do you think they're doing that because the man is supposed to be the provider, so it's like, you're supposed to have all these things?
That's, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
You see the Me Too movement? Hold on. You see the Me Too movement? They want to be just like us, right? Mm-hmm. Me Too movement, you want to be just like us, right? So you got to treat us the same fucking way.
Right.
Don't fucking try sugar. Oh, no, this shit don't apply to Me Too. No, this shit same fucking shit apply. You want to get paid like us? You want to do what we do? You want to do that shit? Then, nigga, we go on a date, you can pay for that shit, too.
Right.
That's what Me Too means. That's what that shit mean, right?
Well, actually, no, Me Too is just the sexual abuse.
All right, fuck that shit. That's what means. But you want women's rights. You want women's rights, right? You want to be equal. You want to be equal. You want to be equal, right? All right, then that shit equal. Fuck out of here, dog. I'm paying you for ass. Mm. Like, why am I paying you for ass? Shit, we both getting pleasure out of this shit. Right. Like, you getting nothing out of this shit. Like, we just like, all right, we fucking. You just sitting here like a fucking stone fucking.
But what makes them feel that, like, they need to get paid for?
That's what I'm saying.
Remember, I said on the podcast earlier, the early episodes, I was like, why do women equate money with their sexuality?
Yeah.
Why is it they trying to equate that? It's almost like prostitution. Some niggas will fall for that shit. That's why they know they got the power. And not all women are like that. I'm not saying all the women, but most of them, you know, for the good girls, I'm sorry ladies, for the bad ones.
Y'all fucked it up for the good ones.
Yeah.
So blame them niggas right there. Blame the fucking bad.
Some of these fuck niggas is fucking this shit up too.
Yeah, this shit fucked up, man. This shit fucked up.
Yeah, but I just want to, because I'm like, damn, like, a lot of chicks are like, oh, damn, you don't got a car, though? I'm like,
You got a car? Because to be honest with you, dog, certain places I don't even drive. I'm not driving no fucking damn town. So you're going to catch an Uber straight from there. South, and we going to South Philly? Not South Philly, South Street. We catch the Uber there too. Ain't no fucking ride, ain't no fucking parking spot down there like that either. Me and my boy went out. We was lucky fucking out parking spot down there. I was like, this nigga right. Lucky. This nigga had to park like 5 blocks away. They had to walk the fuck. I'm like, oh man, you got this shit, nigga. I walk too. Don't get me wrong, but this for the birds, man. Mm-hmm. Birds, like I'm catching Ubers. I don't even fuck Uber like that because y'all motherfucker hide in motherfucker. So I'm not endorsing y'all. Just in case y'all hear this shit, nigga, I'm taking my endorsement back. So, I ain't endorsing y'all niggas. Send me 50% off, but y'all, you should not get back on y'all top, but. So, I think get the fuck out my face, nigga. Y'all new ownership sucks ass. Look, my bad, nigga. I had to get on Uber, man. Because that shit be high as a motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Uber has been nothing but right to me. They give me 40% off this shit.
They do? They give it to you? Even now?
Yeah.
They give you 4%. I took
it. I use it a lot.
So even I use that shit a lot, though. They ain't give me no 4%. You know when they start giving percent off when I got my card? So when I got my card, they start giving me shit. It's like saying, oh, you're not driving with in the morning no more? I'm going to see you 40% off, dog. Mm. Next week, you see 40% off, dog.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, next week, you're going to see 40% off. The past 3 months, they've been sending me 40% off.
Me, nigga, they like, fuck you, man. You out here.
I can't hear.
Now, listen, my insurance, though, my insurance gave me
a discount?
A discount.
You get the root insurance.
The root insurance. They sent me an email the other day saying, you got 50% off for the whole month, some shit from shit. Uber. So they sent me like a little drum. I put it inside the Uber. You know, we're going to Uber drum. Mm-hmm. You know? So they gave me that shit, too. So I'm like, fuck it. I like root. That shit come out when it's supposed to come out. They don't fuck around. I call them motherfuckers. They like, oh, we send somebody out, some shit like that. You need help or some shit. Real good for me, man. I don't know about it. And that shit cheap. What you got? What insurance you got, Mark? What insurance you got? Progressive?
Geico.
Yeah.
Like, no, you switched Geico.
I thought you switched that shit.
Suicidal type of mindset.
That's my thing. Did they drink before they fucking commit suicide?
I don't know, man. But it's like,
it's a drug. I think it's the drugs.
My thing is, the shit can't be that bad, man. You see what I'm saying?
Are you against me, though?
Niggas got to go to work and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got time to be paying attention to motherfucking tired and some bullshit that can be there. You know what I mean?
A lot of rich people do it, so. Cause they feel like they're not loved, man. They feel like they're not loved. Like they want more love than money.
It's hard when you got money, man. It's really hard. And this is why I can relate to you. I talked to a couple people who was fucking loaded, man. Who was fucking loaded, and their life is lonely as fuck. Yeah. They have nobody to depend on.
They feel like they feel like everybody use them just for them shit.
Like the one guy, I'm just gonna tell this one story. The one guy I was talking to, I was like, "Yeah, man, got a girlfriend?" He's like, "Yeah, I'll be having an on and off." And he said, "It's fucked up because."
On and off? What that mean?
He had like girlfriends on and off. Because he don't really like telling like women what he do for a living.
Okay. Yeah.
So like he works in the entertainment industry. Basically, when a movie needs to get done.
Yeah, he porn star or some shit?
No. When the movie needs to get done, he the one who goes around and
gets. He edit?
Huh?
He edit or he.
Does
he edit the movie?
Like, no. When a movie is about to get filmed.
He promotes it.
No, I'm about to tell you what he does. When a movie is about to get filmed, he go around and gets all the permits from the city and everything. And he like the location person.
Okay.
But they get a couple dollars. So he's the person who does that. Like, they call him up, we about to film the new Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. We're filming in San Francisco, Atlanta, and whatchamacallit. We gonna need you for these couple of days to get these permits and shit like that. So he goes around getting the permits, making sure everywhere where he puts a shoot is all set up and shit like that. That's what he fucking does.
They get a lot of discount for that shit too, though.
Yeah. So, and he sets up all the design, you know, like he sets up all the shit, make sure everything is all right, you know, for other people and all that shit. So he don't really like telling people, like, oh, well, I work in the entertainment industry. So when he meets women, they be like, "Oh my God, you're going away? You gonna take me with you? Why you go film this?"
He don't know they're using him.
Yeah. So and it's crazy. And he's like, the people he think is his friends, they're not his friends. And so he was like, it's kind of lonely because he is like, you know, when he's working, he's hustling and trying to find stuff, and he's not really settled at home.
Yes.
So he's always around. He said which he likes, but. It's not always what you're around. And he said he gets depressed sometimes.
I'm like, don't mean nothing,
well, damn,
man.
I'm like, why are you getting depressed? And you living, like, you got... I mean, but I've been like...
Money is just... You got to remember, money is just for you to get by.
Yeah, but I'm that's like, damn.
You pay bills and shit. Yeah, and that shit, what you got left with?
Bro? And I really see you that. Right, I don't right, right. Yeah, I talked to another person, and I'm like, this person was just like, he had a business. And he said he was married 3 times. And I was like, damn, like, but he made the girl sign prenups and shit like that. He said, but it's fucked up, because he said he's not the type of person who want to just spend his money. He want to live less. Yeah, but it's like, when people find out he has money, it's like,
they try to get him, man.
Yeah, man.
This shit is weird with the females out here.
And I'm like, and he said not just the females, just like guys. He's like, oh, yeah, this guy's a real friend. And he don't really care that you make less than him, but it's like,
it's grinding off you, man.
It's like, damn, like,
if I make more money, y'all niggas still be my niggas. They always look from day one.
Yeah, but then it's like, it's kind of crazy. It's like, then you get these friends and you like, I don't know if you, what's your intention? And then I was like, I'm just working. You get what I'm saying?
Money will change niggas, man.
Money change people. But
some people say, like, oh, no, I'll never change if I have, like, a lot of money. But once you get it, then you'll see that, you know, the shit will change on your ass, man.
Yeah.
Man, like, how I look at money completely different, man.
Mm-hmm. It all depends on the character of the person, too.
Yeah, right? I look at money like, you just go pay these fucking bills for me when the bills come. And that's it. Everything else is just cake. But I ain't gonna lie, but y'all niggas, when I pay a bill, nigga, I feel good, motherfucker. Like, oh, that shit, man.
You feel like you accomplished something.
I feel good, but like, oh, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't understand. Like, money, to me, money doesn't have much value to me. It's just like, I'm working, I get this fucking bread, I'm gonna pay this shit, whatever. Right, whatever happens.
Just passing the money around.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, damn, I need this money.
You don't really
money.
Keep the money for yourself.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I don't really need the money. Like, money raw, I do keep money for myself. That just, like, kicks shit happen. You see what I'm saying? Besides that, like, I don't really care about money. You understand what I'm saying? I really don't care about it. I go to work. Yeah, you know, I go to work because I like some of the people I work with. I'm like, all right, I go to work. I have fun with these motherfuckers. I get money from it. You feel what I'm saying? But since I like my company too. It's around me. Right. So now I'm going here like, oh, the first thing I'm thinking, oh, I need this money for this, and this. I had the first thing I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Thinking like going here, all right, I'm going to have a comfortable day. This day's going to be fine. Blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? Once you start thinking that, once you start thinking about money all the time, that's when that shit start taking control of you.
I can agree with that, because it was like a couple months ago, I was like on that tape time. I was always thinking about money. And shit wasn't going right for me.
Yeah. That's when that shit don't go right for you. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't going right for me. And I was like, damn, I need to shift my perception on this. Like, damn. Now, before I wasn't even thinking like that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to shift. I really need to shift that. Like, that's crazy. So,
what you think, Mark? We think about that shit. You ain't open up about this shit.
What about the money?
Money shit, yeah. That shit's good or bad.
With me, man, you know, I definitely got a vision for these females, man. Especially, like, knowing what type of mindset and what agenda they have with the guys.
Yeah.
A lot of females always expect the guy to have the most money. But it's a lot of
independent. Why is that, though?
It's because they think the shit between their legs is like is very powerful.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Pussy is power.
Don't get me wrong. It is.
Some of them got some good stuff and some of them got some okay stuff.
Don't get me wrong. Pussy is a powerful drug.
It is, like Jay-Z said.
So dick is a powerful drug too.
Yeah.
Don't try to sit up in front like we ain't got the shit that they want.
Right. The power.
They want the shit just as more, but they just try to express that shit less than we do.
Right. Yeah.
That's all it is. They want the shit just as fucking much as we do.
Yeah. True.
Maybe even more. They try to be like, oh, no. They want you to fight for that shit. Right. Bitch, I ain't fighting for them used shit, dog. This shit's already been used, dog. This is like used fucking car. Mm-hmm. This shit's already used. I went to the lot. I seen your shit wasn't brand new. This how many ducats I said I'm going to put on it. You better take what ducats I throw there.
I'm going to put
it. None of you got kids.
You need to pay $2,500 for this.
You got kids? Come on. $2,500. You gonna use fucking car?
Oh, that's an inside joke.
Two inspired, like two tires. Come on, man.
That's an inside joke.
You tripping? Like, why am I? Come on, man. Then you know when you get in type of situation like that, you gotta pay for the tires too.
Right.
Like, come on, man. You gotta make sure, like, I'm coming in here to draw bare ass knuckles, naked. You should respect me just for jumping into this shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got baggage already. You should respect me just for coming into your baggage. I ain't got to take the shit on the plane, but I chose to take the shit on the plane. I chose to do that.
I got a quick question for y'all.
What was that?
Have you ever been got for by a girl? Like, you like, damn, I really just paid this money. She got me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened to a lot of men out here. Men can be dumb with their dicks. You know what I'm saying?
No, that happened to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened to me before.
It happened to you, Sean?
Yeah.
It happened to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it happened to me.
More than one.
A certain percentage of men in this world.
That shit happened to me last year.
Damn, that was recently.
That shit happened to me. We ain't gonna put you on the podcast. I told you that nigga had this shit over.
Oh, yeah. I need to hear this story. But, I don't think he told me this one.
I gave her a couple duggets. You know what I'm saying?
She got me.
Like, I told that nigga this shit up. We ain't gonna put it on the podcast. Y'all niggas don't need to know. But go ahead.
Yeah, I need to hear some personal shit. Like, as far as like all this technology going on, it's
technology fucking shit up.
But at the same time, eventually, are they really going to need it soon, or
need what?
Just going to vanish? Like, as far as like technology,
you
is so
need us,
need us as human beings, right. Like to be working.
Did you ever see the movie Wall-E?
Good point you bring up, because when I think about it, it's like now it's like you can have the robots and shit doing everything for us. We don't have to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? We can have time to like spend more time with our families and do more shit where we can just have the computers and shit doing shit for us.
Then the computers going to rebel against us. Like on
we can spend more time to do other things and then have the computers or the robots do it.
I'm gonna fix you up right.
The more things. What are you talking about?
You see how you say we got more time to do more things?
Right.
Motherfucker, we gonna do.
Because right now, we're so caught up in going to work every time.
Yeah, when the robots come, this is what niggas want to think. Oh, I got free time to do this. My homie said, right at the TV screen, look at the TV.
Right, hands in the pans and shit. Drinking big.
They ain't going to be like, they ain't going to try. Because they're going to be like, well, why I got to do it? They got robots out there doing it already.
Right.
Motherfucker, robots going to figure this shit out before I do. Why should I do this shit? Why should I go out and cut my grass?
We able to program the robots to do what we normally do. Yeah, we got robots. We can spend more time doing more.
Yeah, robot cut out there. Like on the drone, you seen Wall-E, right? Motherfucker, you ever seen the movie, Wall-E?
Wall-E, the movie, the robot.
Yeah. You ever seen the robot drone?
That's the Disney drone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that.
You ever seen that shit? Well, in that
drone. In space?
Yeah. And they came back down to Earth.
No, I never saw
that. They seen how people was living. Motherfucker, everybody was fat and shit because they didn't have to do nothing. They was in the chair. The chair drone had a drone with
freedom shit, eventually, like I'm thinking it's going to be like that soon.
Watch TV and shit, and shit was going around. Like, shit was going around. Robots was doing everything.
Right. Is eventually going to turn out to be like that?
They like, well, everybody's fat, eating shit, whatever. And then, like, yo, the boy walked in the block, then he like, it's time for me to sit back in my chair. This motherfucker sit back in the chair and shit like that. That's why I'm like, I look at that shit, I'm like, fuck a Disney movie. It tell you how this shit going to be in the future.
Mm.
That's how that shit gonna look. Like, just like that
right,
shit.
Right, eventually. Because
motherfuckers is gonna chill. Like, once the robot take over, oh, yeah, I can chill. My whole thing, my dad is.
But you chilling. What you gotta do with you working out, keeping yourself active?
They not. They don't
at the same
have
time,
to.
Could it be a time where the robots can rebel against us?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's the scary part.
But that shit comes. When that shit comes. That's why I don't wanna handle kids. And the way I don't wanna handle kids. Because I don't want them to live through that shit.
That's a good point, man.
You gotta remember, when we all, they gonna be living through that shit with the robots and shit, all those other shit coming out.
Yeah.
They gonna have kids and this shit and that. I'm like, yo, what the fuck the point of us having kids, man?
Right.
I just don't wanna have kids with the responsibility, man.
Listen, I don't care about all that, man.
To me, it's like you just creating another sinner. That's what I'm looking at.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand you all born with sin, but like,
man, you going straight to the devil with that shit.
Yeah, you straight. You just went
fucking religion shit, man.
Like,
we all sin. We all different.
When I think about that shit, man, when I think like, oh, if I have a kid, and whatever, I be thinking like, damn, man, I really wanted to be out here.
It changed your whole lifestyle, man.
Yeah, take care of my second me. You know what I'm saying?
But then it's like, it's crazy, man. You really don't know what you're going to do as a parent. But then it's like, you just going to have to
Speaking of parents and shit. Like, I had a couple weeks of shit. Like, yo, if I have a kid, like, how that shit gonna affect me? How that shit gonna change me, man? Like, I know that shit gonna have me in a whole different bubble. You see what I'm saying?
You know, so far, I can imagine you as a parent, though. I'm gonna see you, I see you as one of those parents who'll be just like,
You gonna have a daughter, man. Having a daughter is probably the hardest thing, I think. Because nowadays, like,
I think having a daughter for a man's girl.
And the way we think, it's like, we already know, like, niggas be, like, training bitches and shit like that.
Y'all don't want that shit to happen.
Yeah, you be thinking like, damn, what if my daughter in that situation?
Y'all want you to get fucked. Like, you think like, I don't want her to get fucked.
See,
and but at the same time, you've been doing that shit to other chicks.
You know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy? I don't want kids, but
if I had kids,
I'd be like, a daughter or whatever, whatever they want to do, I'm supporting them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Listen,
if my daughter wants to be a hoe, I want her to protect herself.
Yeah,
she wanna, you know what I'm saying? But my whole mentality of a hoe is different. You know what I'm saying? And now, if she just want to be very sexually active, okay. Yo, protect yourself. Don't be out here, you know, doing dumb shit.
But you know, it's funny, though. As long as we all know each other, man, not one of us ever had, like, a kid or nothing. Like, we never said, yo, like...
Well, you already know I didn't want none.
Yeah, but, like, as long... Like, we know each other for, like, what, 10-plus years, man. We never had a fucking kid. Not one of us. Like, I was the closest.
Yeah, you was closest.
I was the closest.
Like, you this guy.
Marv, I never seen a nigga with a girl. Yeah. Girlfriend at all. Like, you know, this nigga is fuck bitches. Like, this nigga is, he a Stone Cold player.
Yeah.
And he a secret player. At that. Like, yeah, Marv was Stone Cold secret player.
Me,
I was into relationships and shit like that. I don't want relationships no more. That shit, like, I don't want that shit no more at all. Somebody got dragged me. No, not even that. This is how I learned that shit don't mean nothing.
No, it depends on the person. You can't say that.
I feel like that shit just like there. Kind of know, like, I held myself so much in check on that shit, though. Like, I could have fucked other bitches, but I didn't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on the person. And then it's like, now you have to, that's why I said, before I was on some other shit, man. You know, like, my whole mentality, my perception changed. So now, when I come into a relationship now, it was like, I got asked these questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, what do you want? Like, what do you think? This is what I kind of expect. Can you respect my expectations?
Yeah.
These are questions I'm asking now. Instead of just going like, oh, okay, like, well, I guess I got to deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
You got to lay down your boundaries from the gate. Like, this is who I want out of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I want this shit to go. If you feel like this shit ain't the way you want this shit to go, then cut this shit loose, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the thing about females, they be so fake at the beginning, man.
I think everybody be kind of, like, not fake, but you show a representation of yourself.
Yeah.
Until you think that person.
Come on, like, first, the male and the female getting together.
Yeah, the interaction.
Yeah, but most of the time you meet, like, a female, y'all both putting on an act.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all try to impress each other.
Yeah.
Then after a couple years, then the real shit come out. She wearing a fucking rag on her head and shit. She ain't got to do this shit no more. Because it's like, nigga, I'm with you, man. I got your ass. But I ain't got to do this shit no more.
It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. You should always want to impress the person that you feel in love with.
But at the same time, you get to a point where it's like a comfort level now.
Yeah.
I don't have to impress you no more. You know what I look like now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And then it's
all that game.
Let's do this again. And then it's like, okay.
No way, you ain't got to impress the motherfucker no more.
Yeah, and then
it's like, you can come in the house and chill.
Then it's like, yeah, you know, looks do fade. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, if I love you, dog, I don't care about your looks like that, dog. The shit faded, my nigga.
You're a feet nigga,
bro. I am a feet nigga. Like, your feet got to be up on point. I don't care about the titties, the ass, none of that shit, though. Like, be honest with you, dog. Like, that's a plus, but I need me being able to grip some. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, your feet ain't right. We ain't going out tonight. Hands up with that.
Feet ain't right. You ain't going out tonight.
No, your shit gotta be, your shit gotta be right, man. But it's all that. It, we about to wrap this podcast up.
Yeah, man. So thank y'all for tuning in, man.
That's your boy Sean. Your boy Marv had to go to the bathroom real quick. This your boy Tay. We gonna holler at y'all later on. Y'all have a beautiful, peaceful night.
And Marv, if they don't like it, they